The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. What an introduction. I love that. Welcome to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And boy, you can find me in Los Angeles from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios for America First. I am the host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show on AM 870, AM 590, The Answer in Southern California. I'm alone to Dr. Sebastian Gorka and America First. And thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka, getting some well-deserved time off. And it is so much fun to be in and chatting with all of you. Now, there is a story that is out about Representative Rashida Tlaib. And in this story, she declared that President Trump is afraid of women of color. She did this interview with The Guardian following the fallout from her decision to refrain from seeing her grandmother after Israel granted her permission to do so. President Trump is afraid of women of color. Heather McDonald just wrote an op-ed for The Wall Street Journal. It's titled, Trump Isn't the One Dividing Us by Race. Apparently, Representative Rashida Tlaib disagrees. Thank goodness Heather McDonald is here to set the record straight. She is a Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor at the City Journal, and the author of a couple of great books that I absolutely love. If you haven't read them, check them out. The War on Cops and The Diversity Delusion. Heather McDonald, welcome to America First. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Jen. It's a real pleasure.
It is always nice to chat with you. And, you know, there's this huge narrative that is being spun by the left, and it's being sent out and spun by the mainstream news media that this president, President Trump, is a racist. They've used a lot of terms. They've used a lot of identity politics to go after and take down the president. Racist has been a pretty consistent theme, and that call is getting louder and louder. Now Rashida Tlaib saying that the president is afraid of women of color. I don't see this to be true. You wrote this piece in the Wall Street Journal. Do you think she's right?
No, I think it's a ludicrous narrative, Jen. And the real issue is it's the left that is pumping out racial divisiveness, racial categorization at every moment. The mainstream media cannot look at a group of people without stereotyping them on the basis of race and gender. It is an automatic reflex that we've grown so accustomed to we don't even see. Recall the Senate Judiciary Committee's meetings for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh.
Sure.
We heard endlessly that the Republicans on the committee were all white men.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear constantly that Trump's audiences are overwhelmingly white. The 10 Democratic contenders in the penultimate Democratic debate, all whites on stage. This is something that comes out of the academy. The university system is absolutely dedicated to a victimology based on race and sexual identity. It teaches students constantly to think of themselves as either oppressed victims of this phantom white patriarchy, or to think of themselves as the oppressor. And this narrative is entering the real world, and it is causing enormous damage and causing conflict within this country.
Yeah, you and I speak the same language on this, Heather McDonald, and want to tell you, you can follow her on Twitter at HMD at MI on Twitter, and of course pick up those books. Heather McDonald, I think we are in such a culture war right now. How do we expect young people in this country from all different races to flourish if we constantly tell them that they're not going to be able to? If you're not going to get someplace because you're a woman, if I'm not going to get someplace because I'm a woman, if someone else won't get someone somewhere else because they're an African American, you're telling them what they're not going to be. And by that very nature, by that very bit of being, you're holding these people down. And that's exactly what the Democrats and progressives are doing and teaching kids at the very youngest of ages in the school system, starting in kindergarten.
You are so right, Jen. What happens starting in kindergarten and grows by a crescendo to a deafening level and pace by the time a student is in college is to see phantom racism and sexism, to go around with a chip on one's shoulder that means that you cannot seize opportunities when they arise, and they are still abundant in this culture. It is a perverse reversal of what a culture's usual values are, which is to celebrate accomplishment and strength and merit. Now we celebrate victimhood, mm-hmm. and that means that people, if they want power, they have to declare themselves victims, and that means having to declare themselves unable to succeed because they're up against this racist power structure. And as you say, if you embrace that identity, that is a source of temporary power, but it also means that you are not going to be able to fulfill your potential because you have been taught to see the world through a completely distorted lens. The fact of the matter is, Jen, for all the countries undeniably hypocritical history of violating the basic rights and dignity of black Americans for decades upon decades, at this point, America is not a racist culture, period. There is not a single mainstream institution in this country, I don't care if it's a bank, a law firm, a corporation, a university, a foundation, a publication house, or newspapers, that is not trying to hire and promote as many blacks and Hispanics as possible.
And I would say the word here is the key word for me in this discussion is opportunity. When we hear these comments from Rashida Tlaib and Representative Omar, these are women of color who are representatives in the United States of America. They, by that very definition, are not victims. Heather McDonald is our guest. She's the author of The War on Cops and the Diversity Delusion. And I think what President Trump really believes in, and this is one of the big reasons that I'm a supporter of his, is that he believes in opportunity. He believes in capitalism. He believes that we all have the opportunity to do better than our parents did. Once we get past whatever it is that we carry around with us, everybody has something, Heather. I think you probably have something. I've got something. We've all got something that could be considered something that would hold us back. But this country is so great because despite all of that, we all have opportunity to grow.
Jen, the left has a real problem here. It has a fundamental logical contradiction at its heart. In the morning, it says that America is the most racist, oppressive environment in human history. And in the afternoon, it says every person of color the world over should come here regardless of whether they follow legal channels or not. You can't have it both ways. If this place is so oppressive to people of color, the left should be saying, stay in your own countries, because once you get here, you are going to be victimized. In fact, people the world over beat down the doors to come into this country. I think that's a problem. I think mm-hmm. we need to control the flow. But come they do, because they see precisely the opportunity that you're talking about. It is the rest of the world today that is engaged in widespread violations of females' rights, of gay rights. Slavery is still practiced, tribal warfare, mutilation, you name it. This civilization, this Western civilization, gave us enlightenment values that are the source of the social justice critique that the left makes, which believes in equality and dignity of all people.
Really interesting stuff. Heather McDonald, we're in our last 60 seconds here, so in about 30 seconds, do you think this is sinking in with the American people, or will race and racism still be very much a part of the conversation as we move into the 2020 election cycle?
Well, this has been Trump's shining moment. He is not taking the bait, and I urge more people to say this is a ludicrous charge, and more people have to discuss the reason for our social and economic inequalities currently, which is behavior and culture. Those things have to change. The problem is not racism.
Heather McDonald, thank you so much. Follow her on Twitter at HMD at MI. A Republican columnist thinks it's time to burn down the Republican Party, but who is going to strike that match? Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka on America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but all of a sudden it kicked in. I don't know how long it took it to kick in, but it kicked in. I feel it. I have more spring in the old step than I did before. Somebody told me, they said, boy, what is with you? You're getting too lively. I said, I just feel great, and I do, and it just hit me all of a sudden. So I am so happy with the product. It's fabulous.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first balance of nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe. And he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting live from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. Having some fun filling in for Dr. G. You can join us in conversation, 833-33-GORKA. Check out our video streaming as well, podcasts, and a whole lot more at SebGorka.com. And get your fix of Seb. He will be back. He's enjoying vacation time. Got to tell you that there are only 4 days left in Dr. Gorka's campaign to help food for the poor rush emergency shipments of food to children and families on the Venezuela-Colombia border. And as you can hear in this report, the crisis and the urgent need for food is growing every single day.
Every day, thousands of more Venezuelans join the exodus, the vast majority by first crossing over into neighboring Colombia, which has already received more than 1.3 million economic refugees, which is why Latin American governments are raising the alarm and asking the rest of the international community to share the burden of the biggest refugee crisis ever seen in the Americas.
So now I need your help. Your one-time gift of just $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals through Food for the Poor. Just go to SebGorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember that this is the final week of Dr. Gorka's campaign, and I know that he would want you to join in and help. So go again to SebGorka.com or call toll-free at 855-330-4673, 855-330-HOPE. This is so important. These kids are desperate. They need you. And Dr. Gorka, the America First team, and I all appreciate all the generosity that you can find at SebGorka.com or 855-33-HOPE. Now, moving on to some news today, Jennifer Rubin is a Washington Post blogger. She describes herself as a conservative, and she says that President Donald Trump must be defeated. Interesting. She called on her fellow Americans to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party, apparently to get rid of the stench she thinks Donald Trump would leave behind. Jen Rubin joined MSNBC's Joy Reid over the weekend. This is what she had to say. Cut number eight.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society. I also want to echo something that my friend EJ said. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through.
Do we have to burn down the Republican Party? 833-33-GORKA. Do we just have to burn it down? How can it be that bad? Where you hear Jennifer Rubin, who describes herself as a conservative, saying we should be shunning these people, shaming people, using moral indignation to take on these folks who are Trump supporters. Folks like me, I would guess folks like you. And get this. She had this conversation because of Sean Spicer. This is what I don't understand. Are our lives so vacant of real problems that we're all tooled up, that the critics of Trump are all upset because Sean Spicer, his former press secretary, is going on Dancing with the Stars? Is that what it comes down to? We have that little going on in our lives that Sean Spicer dancing on a television show is going to somehow bring problems to these critics' lives. 833-33-GORKA. This woman, Jen Rubin, again, saying what we should be doing in shunning these people, shunning, shaming these people, is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for a polite society. I think it's absolutely abhorrent that any institution of higher learning, any news organization or entertainment organization that has a news outlet would hire these people. All because Sean Spicer is on Dancing with the Stars. She says that the Republican Party should be burnt down because of its support over President Trump. I think even less than the questions over what she said, I'd ask how she got hired as the conservative for the Washington Post. I think there are probably far more people who are representative of the conservative base. The conservative base that 90% of them support President Trump, that like what the president is doing, that could be more representative of the heart and soul of the Republican Party, that could be hired by the Washington Post. But what we get from the news media time and time again is their versions of conservatives. You see them all the time on CNN. You see Tara Setmeyer. You see Essie Kupp. You see all of these people who say that they are conservatives who don't really represent you. They don't represent me. And I'm not saying they should be eliminated from the conversation. I recognize there are some never Trumpers out there. There are about 10% of the Republican Party who are unhappy with what the president's doing. They have a voice. They should be heard. But where are the people who do support the president? Why aren't they being hired by the Washington Post? 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Regina is in Los Angeles on line two. Hi, Regina.
Yes, I am very upset with our party not pushing back. They want to get rid of us. They want to eliminate us. And we're sitting here discussing them. We need to push back. We need to get rid of them from a civil society and not allow idiots like Rubin even be on the TV show like MSNBC or whatever else. They are disgusting people, and we need to push back much harder.
Regina, I thank you for the phone call from my hometown of Los Angeles. I think you're right. I think we do need to push back. Look, these media outlets aren't going to change. They are going to hire the people that they want to hire. They're going to hire the people that share their narrative. They're going to want to bring in the Republicans, using air quotes there, that don't support the president, even though we know that the president's base is still very much intact. It hasn't cracked since he was elected in 2016. And if anything, it's grown and brought more people who were in that Never Trump movement into the base of pro-Trump supporters. But the news media is not going to let them express their opinion. The question is, why is that? How do we put the pressure on them to bring other people in? I think that's it. And maybe it's boycotting media outlets. Maybe it's listening to what they have to say, but being an informed consumer and using outlets like talk radio and Fox News to find out what other people are thinking. But a real question as to why the news media would choose this person to represent the Republican Party. She says, burn it down. I say we do need to have more discussions. That's where we disagree, Regina. We need to talk more about this. Milton is in Arizona on line three. Hi, Milton. Welcome to America First.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that we need to beat them into obscurity. I'm worried about their propensity to lie and to cheat, their lack of integrity. And we saw this in our election of 2018, the way that votes just kept mysteriously showing up for Democrats. And they stole a Senate seat in Arizona. And they just let it happen.
Yeah, Milton, thank you for the phone call. I do think we need to just make sure that you are out there every single day talking to people, correcting the record, using social media. That's what you, the average everyday American person, can do to push back against the left and some of these false narratives that are popping up all over the place in places we used to trust, like news media outlets. As we continue on America First, this is it. It's a big day. The chance you have been waiting for. Unfettered access to Ask a Liberal. Brian Whitman joins us next. Jennifer Horn in for Sebastian Gorka. It's America First.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting today from the westcoastrelieffactor.com studios. This show expanding so quickly from the swamp all the way to the West Coast, covering the whole nation. Dr. Sebastian Gorka enjoying a very well-deserved vacation. And you can catch me. I'm on loan here from AM 870, AM 590, The Answer. I co-host The Morning Answer every single morning in Southern California and the Jen and Don Show in the Inland Empire. And my co-host, we call him the lovable liberal. He is one of the most talented people on the planet. He can do impressions of just about anybody. And we have fun butting heads every single morning. And it is time to do something a little unorthodox here on America First. We are going to bring in Brian Whitman, my lovable liberal co-host, my radio husband, my partner, for unfettered access, no rules, no restraint, from Russia conspiracies to North Korea to Trump University, 2020 candidates. You can ask anything you want. It's called Ask a Liberal. We're clearing the phone lines right now at 833-33-GORKA and bringing on Brian Whitman, my radio hubby. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you? You sound so wonderful today. It's great to talk to you.
It's for the second time. We've already spent a few hours together today. but you're so kind to spend your afternoons with us.
But it feels like a new day for me because the difference is we did do our morning radio show together, but since that time I've taken a nap. So it's an all new day for me.
See, this is how I get jealous. Brian gets to take a nap.
Oh, you see, it's so emotional.
I know. Now, what's really fun around here at the old Radio Ranch is that we call you our lovable liberal. And truly, everybody at our radio station in Los Angeles is a conservative, except for Brian. He's got really thick skin and he takes a lot of incoming fire and he fires it right back. But the one thing I can always tell you about Brian, sometimes we say he's a little out of touch, maybe a little misguided, but he will always tell you. I'm sorry.
Don't think I didn't notice. Out of touch, the Hall & Oates bumper music.
We picked that one just for you, by the way.
No kidding. I got that. Thank you for that.
But you will always make us laugh, and you will always tell us what's in your heart, and you will always answer questions honestly. So we thought it would be fun to start a little America First tradition here with Ask a Liberal. You can join us right now. Ask Brian a question, 833-33-GORKA. He promises to be honest and give you the liberal's perspective on all things. So I thought I would maybe start things off, Brian, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, let's do it. And, you know, if you know a liberal, if you've met a liberal, if you've ever come into contact with a liberal but didn't want to get too close because you didn't want to catch it, but you had a question that you were burning inside to ask, I take them all, you get complete honesty, and we'll have some fun because there's no reason to get angry about everything in this world all the time. Isn't that right, Jen?
That's exactly right. That's why we love each other and we can still argue it out over the issues. Okay, so this is what I have to ask. We've seen these 2020 Democrats who seem to be moving a lot further left than many of us are used to. And even the, and I use air quotes here, more mainstream moderate candidates are moving far left to keep up with the pack. Do you think progressives are leaving behind the good, red-blooded, blue-collared liberals like you?
Well, I think, first off, great question. First off, I call myself a liberal, and you guys call me the lovable liberal. And I've always called myself a liberal in the spirit of Dr. King and John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and even former President Bill Clinton. I'm a liberal. I don't call myself a progressive. I do believe that oftentimes people who call themselves progressives fail the test of being a liberal. And by the way, imagine it, you know, you don't go to college until you go to high school. Well, you're not a progressive until you've actually checked off the liberal box. This is my perspective. And when people calling themselves liberals or people on the left now decide to get together and try to close down venues where people have speaking engagements and try to shut down free speech, free speech is a huge one for me. I know it is for Dr. Gorka. I know it is for you, Jennifer. If you're going to call yourself a liberal, first things first, you've got to be prepared to listen to what someone has to say who disagrees with you. It is not a tough one, and I don't know when that ever became something that liberals, real true liberals, progressives even would even think.
Yeah,
I don't even know when that happened.
It's a huge deal, just shutting people down instead of letting people talk. You and I, the reason we do our show, The Morning Answer, in Los Angeles every single day is so that we can get those multiple viewpoints out there and we can have that conversation. And we are going to take a full board of phone calls. Ask a Liberal comes up next with Brian Whitman. And you'd be surprised. A lot of people jump into this conversation like President Donald Trump when we have Brian on the line.
Well, no, that's exactly right. I mean, Ask a Liberal. Whitman is a big loser. Gorka's the best. And Jen, you are, trust me, Melania is my gal. But there could always be another fourth. Let me say, there can always be a fourth one.
All right, Ask a Liberal comes up next, 833-33-GORKA. More up ahead with Brian Whitman, Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you? Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain? Is it your knees, your back, your shoulder? I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their three-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. Just by taking four little capsules in the morning and four little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It's just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? Relieffactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. Relieffactor.com.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bowl & Branch. I'm feeling really flattered right now. Ever since our family business became the industry leader with the world's most comfortable sheets, we've seen tons of imitators coming out of the woodwork. They make similar promises, even repeat words from our ads. But they can't match the quality of Bowl & Branch cotton, and they'll never compete with the comfort you can only get on our signature soft sheets. Because they start out soft and get softer and softer over time. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple hundred bucks, loved by hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents. Plus, you'll get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Bowl & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BowlandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back. It is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting live from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. Watch us streaming right now at SebGorka.com. I want to remind you, 2020 will be the most important election in our lifetimes. Big issues are on the ballot, and the biggest of them all are health care and the rising cost of prescription drugs. Democrats are pushing a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors paid into all of their lives and open it to all comers. It should be called Medicare for None, because it's wrong and it's unfair. Where's AARP? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare? And where is ARP on the rising cost of prescription drugs and the middlemen who drive up prices on all of us? That's why I'm urging all of you to join AMAC right now, because unlike ARP, AMAC will fight hard against Medicare for All and fight hard for transparency and competition on the drug pricing front. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com now or call 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you by AMAC. Brian Whitman is on the line with us. He is my partner, my radio husband, one of them. I have a couple of them here in Southern California. We don't tell Brian that. On AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer. And Brian has made himself available for a brand new tradition here on America First. We are asking a liberal unfettered access and honesty from our lovable liberal here at the old radio ranch. Brian, are you ready?
I am ready. We take all comers. I mean, if you have a question for a liberal, maybe you met a few liberals you've always been afraid to ask that question, I will answer that question as a proud, lovable liberal. Scouts honor, my hands in the air. Jen, you know it to be true.
Let's
bring it on now. Any question you have at all, you'll get an honest answer.
Here we go. Alan in Philadelphia on line 3. Hi, Alan. Welcome to America First. Oh, Alan, we lost you. All right, Tom is in Atlanta. Tom, hi, welcome to America First. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hey, your friend there sounds like a reasonable guy. I mean, he's willing to listen, unlike people on the left. So he sounds like true classic liberal.
And he is a true classic liberal.
Do you have
a question?
There were more. Anyway, having said that, yes, I'd like to ask him about projection, which is a political tactic as well as a psychological one, but we're talking politics. So the political tactic of the left of constantly blaming the right calling them out for things that the left is guilty of. Hillary Clinton has made it into an art form, and the latest thing on the left is questioning the mental stability qualifications of the president. When we're looking at Joe Biden, and it's laughable. So when is this insanity of projection and trying to put the other people on the defensive on the right?
Sure.
When, if we're talking about we want to talk about the prostitutes in Moscow in the hotel room. If I had $100 to bet, I'd bet that was not Trump. That was Bill Clinton. And that's where they got the idea.
All right, Brian. Thank you, Tom.
Let me say first off that it was not me. I was never there. I never asked anyone to lie. We know it wasn't Bill Clinton. Look, Tom is the caller's name, right?
Yes.
Tom uses the term projection, which, of course, he's right. It is a political term. It's a psychological term. There's a better term for what you describe. It's double standard. It's just not fair what you're describing. And what you're describing, by the way, is true. It does happen, however, on both sides. You talk about the constant 24/7 psychological evaluations of President Trump done by some on the left, suggesting that he's not stable. 25th Amendment might be needed.
Mm-hmm.
What about, my goodness, what about 2016 when Hillary Clinton was clearly having a tough time at a few public events? How often did I turn on a certain news channel and see a friend of mine in the evening named, we can say his name, can't we?
Go ahead.
With a panel of doctors trying to diagnose Hillary Clinton, a person they'd never seen, a patient they'd never examined. I mean, this happens on both sides. And one thing Jennifer and I do on the radio in the morning is we try to apply a consistent standard. And that's a challenge in this environment. It truly is a challenge in this environment.
It's fun to pile on, but we're not doctors. We're just radio people. So we try not to diagnose everybody.
Believe me,
Ernie is in.
If I could really psychologically evaluate Donald Trump, I'd be in a much higher pay grade.
Like Ronnie Jackson, exactly. Yeah, Ernie Los Angeles. Ernie, do you have a question for Brian? It's Ask a Liberal. And he's in line one. He's on line one, Leroy. Ernie, you have a question for Brian?
I do. Brian, this is a psychological question of sorts. I have to wonder if liberals and leftists, I should say, are going to continue with assuming that people to the right of center are unable to learn. I've seen this happening since the election of 2016, where essentially Trump tore a few pages out of the Alinsky playbook and marched his way both through the primary and through the election by essentially ridiculing every opponent. And sure, those on the left are completely unable to react to this.
Well, let me I know we have limited time. One thing, especially in the era of Trump, that he, President Trump, and his supporters have done is they have convinced Democrats and liberals, and I'm a proud liberal, to never be surprised by victories on the right. On the radio here in Los Angeles, where Jennifer's filling in for Dr. Gorka today, on Election Day when Trump won it all, the last thing I said to the audience that morning was, if there's any surprise tonight, don't take your eyes off this guy, Donald Trump. I knew all along that he was in a position to shock people and to change things. Underestimating your opponent in politics, in baseball, if you're playing Monopoly, is one of the biggest, most critical errors that anyone can ever make in any competition, and politics is a competition.
Brian is absolutely right. Ernie, thank you for the phone call. He did say anything could happen on election night. He did come back catatonic, however, after Trump won. Won't talk about that. Those were the dark days of Brian Whitman. Hey, Brian, we've got a full board of calls. Do you want to hang out with us for the last segment of the hour?
Sure, I'm happy to do it.
All right, Brian Whitman, my co-host from AM 870, The Answer, The Morning Answer in Southern California, is here. He's making himself available for our brand new segment, Ask a Liberal, 833-33-GORKA, if you want to try to jump on those phone lines. He will be back with more. Dr. Gorka is out on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn, and this is America First.
Are you a big fan of zucchini, spinach, and that evil thing, kale? I'm not. Instead of eating all those things in their natural form, how about cheating like I do? Take Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid fan of Balance of Nature. Listen to what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. Eat healthily the easy way. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, new preferred customers will receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, special code GORKA, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn, filling in from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. And joining us this hour has been my radio partner, radio husband is what I call him, Brian Whitman. He is the lovable liberal on The Morning Answer. I'm the conservative crusader. That's what they call me. And together we laugh a lot. We have some disagreements. And Brian, it has been so nice to come on and really give unfettered access to anyone who wants to ask a liberal for honesty. And you've really been doling out some gems, Brian.
I have. And you asked me to stay overtime. I said yes. I consulted with my union. I do get time and a half for this extra segment, right?
Absolutely. I'll bring you an extra cup of coffee tomorrow. How about that? All right. Let's jump back.
I am the shop steward. I'm the shop steward, so I expect time and a half.
Union scale in our world is a cup of coffee. It's pretty sad. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, I don't know where you're calling from. She's online, too. Melissa, where are you calling from? And welcome to America First.
Thank you. I'm calling from San Antonio.
Well, and, thanks for the call. What's your question for Brian?
Well, Brian, I want to ask you three facts and how you square them. And it seems like you're real honest, and I would really encourage you to watch Dinesh D'Souza after you think about this. But the three facts are that the Republican Party was founded to end slavery. Lincoln was a Republican, and so was Dr. Martin Luther King. I mean, you may not even know that because they don't teach it in school. But I'd be fascinated to hear what you think about that, how it hits you.
Melissa, I thank you for the question. I'm going to be honest with you. On the third fact about Dr. King's party enrollment, I'm unaware. I don't know that he was a Republican. I don't know that he was a Democrat, and it doesn't even matter to me. Your first two points are totally true. I mean, it's totally accurate. You know, anyone who reads knows that's true. The question today in 2019 is not whether the Republican Party of the 1800s ended slavery, or if our greatest president, by so many measures, Grant Lincoln, was a Republican. The problem for me, and I think most true liberals today with today's Republican Party, is just how conservative, just how intolerant, just how sometimes, unfortunately, mean-spirited. Look at President Trump after the death of Senator McCain. The Republican Party of present day has become. Your points, I agree with you. You're right. Your history is accurate. The question is, parties evolve and they devolve. They move in the right direction. They move in the wrong direction. I wish they'd all move in the left direction. That's a joke. I'm only kidding. But, you know, when you go into that voting booth and you cast a ballot, you've got to understand where a party has evolved to. Where are they now? The Republican Party today under President Trump, is it the Republican Party I grew up with under President Ronald Reagan? No, it is not.
Well, is the Democratic Party the Democratic Party that you grew up with? Because it looks a lot further left. That's the question. Brian Whitman, you know how much I love you. I will see you tomorrow on AM 870, AM 590, The Answer for The Morning Answer. And thank you so much. This was a wildly successful Ask a Liberal experiment. Thank you so much.
I love you. And thanks to Dr. Gorka.
Absolutely. America First continues. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.